Unless a $21 million referendum passes, a list of possible cuts in Eau Claire includes the middle school sports program, a school closing, teacher layoffs, and cuts in maintenance and staff development. That's because the revenue the district is allowed to collect from property taxes and state aid isn't enough to cover expenses. Superintendent Bill Klaus says this year the hole is $5 million and growing. He uses a French textbook that went from $15 a few years ago to $50 today as an example of rising costs.
Are you going to not have that French book then? That's a huge increase. Costs go up for heating, transportation costs. Even though we've cut $20 million, there are some that would say we should cut other things. And that's where the public has to make that decision.
At issue, Superintendent Klaus says, is the 1993 law that controls school spending in order to keep property taxes down.
When revenue controls came in, you were basically frozen at the level you were spending at. And Eau Claire at that time was considered a low-spending district, so this is our 14th budget cycle coming up since that time, and we're still at that level.
Referendums are not a bad thing.
Bob Carr is a parent and regular at school board meetings.
It is the public's chance to review the information and know what is being put before them. My only concern is referendum money should have a tag, not just a general fund.
Superintendent Klaus says the possible cut list includes dollars the district must find this year.
If you look at the documentation on that cut list, you can be pretty assured those are the items.
Many districts face this dilemma of whether to cut teachers and sports programs, says John Ashley, executive director of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards.
Just a little background. Since January of 2006, there have been 155 school districts that have had referendums. And of those, 95 have passed and 60 were defeated.
Ashley says the high costs are mostly teacher-related.
Even if a district does all of its best to stay within its budget constraints, the cost of salaries, the cost of health care benefits makes it almost impossible for them to maintain the district with revenue limits.
Ironically, in Eau Claire, teachers have successfully negotiated for more than the 3.8% salary and benefit package that teachers are entitled to under the law. Parent Bob Carr says more volunteers could make a difference.
If you don't have money, maybe that's an area that can be tapped and seems to be missing either from people not being engaged, which is disappointing.
While most of the referendums on the ballot tomorrow are to exceed spending limits, a number are also for building projects. In the growing city of New Richmond and St. Croix County, voters will decide whether to spend more than $95 million to build new schools, remodel others, and exceed their spending limits. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Eau Claire.